This is JIS News. Coming up, changes to air passenger duty to have positive impact on tourism sector. Jamaica and Brazil strengthen defense cooperation agreement, and CDA stages child protection walk in Morant Bay St. Thomas. The details after this break.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT. Now the news. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill says the changes to the Air Passenger Duty APD, which take effect on May 1, will have a positive impact on the country's tourism sector. The changes, announced by the United Kingdom Chancellor of the Exchequer last year, will lower taxes on airline tickets out of the UK, thereby reducing travel costs. This, Dr. McNeill says, will encourage increased travel by UK nationals to destinations such as Jamaica.
Just to give you an example, a family of four will have a savings of about £198 on their tickets, which adds up to about $320. So, Mr. Speaker, this will have a serious impact on us. All of this augurs well for future development of this market.
The APD reform will see changes to the band system, with all long-haul flights carrying the same lower Band B tax rate. This means persons traveling to the Caribbean will pay the same rate as those traveling to the United States. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator A.J. Nicholson says the recent visit of United States President Barack Obama will yield numerous economic and social benefits for Jamaica. Senator Nicholson says the visit sent an excellent signal to the global community about the respect being accorded to Jamaica on the international diplomatic level. He says it also reinforced the United States' endorsement of Jamaica's economic reform program, as well as its willingness to support efforts to spur economic growth, facilitate job creation, and energy diversification.
It has provided a platform for further collaboration between Jamaica and the United States on trade and investment, on economic reform, on energy, on security, and on education and training. It revealed the readiness of the president to have his administration follow up actively on the points made by Jamaica and CARICOM.
Minister Nicholson added that the visit has bolstered Jamaica's image as a prime tourist destination in the United States and elsewhere. National Security Minister Peter Bunting is leading a Jamaican delegation in Brazil for the 10th annual Latin American Aerospace and Defense LAAD exhibition. The LAAD exhibition, being held in Rio de Janeiro, April 14 to 17, is considered one of the most important defense and security-related technology trade shows. It brings together top international companies and professionals from over 42 countries specializing in the defense and security industry. Minister Bunting says Jamaica's participation in the exhibition provides an opportunity for exposure to the latest range of equipment and technologies available in the areas of defense and security. Prior to attending the exhibition, Mr. Bunting participated in high-level talks with Brazil's Minister of Defense, Jacques Wagner. The meeting also included senior military officials from the Brazilian Armed Forces. The talks built on the defense cooperation agreement between both countries, signed in February 2014. This agreement sets the basis for cooperation between both armed forces in the areas of research and development, exchange of knowledge and experience, logistics support, and the acquisition of defense products. The delegation returns to Jamaica today, April 17. And the Child Development Agency, CDA, is staging a sensitization walkthrough today in Morant Bay, St. Thomas, aimed at educating community members about the impacts of child abuse and the importance of child protection. The walkthrough began at 10 a.m. and is the second to be staged in the parish by the CDA, following a similar event in Yalas in March. Regional Director for the CDA's Southeast Region, Robert Williams, says the walkthrough is important in light of recent violent attacks against children.
Based on our work on the ground, we realize that St. Thomas is a parish that needs some attention in terms of child care sensitization and child care issues. We want to infiltrate the communities in and around Morant Bay because we realize that they need information.
Mr. Williams was speaking in an interview with JIS News. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.